Our next reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Okay, be seated. In Christ Jesus, who is our strength and ever-present help in time of trouble, your fellow redeemed. Ever have one of those awe-filled, stirring moments? You know, when your heart starts beating, a lump in your throat, goosebumps run up and down your arms, maybe even a tear or two in your eyes. There's a lot of the reasons and actions that may cause that in life. Maybe a marriage proposal, or maybe graduation, maybe the death of a loved one, or a wedding. In sports, it could be a walk-off home run, last-second touchdown pass. In the world, it could be living through a hurricane, seeing a horrible, horrible car accident, or being saved from a near-death experience. In our text this morning, the disciples experienced one of those awe-filled moments that I'm sure they never, ever forgot. They were struggling against a storm in the Sea of Galilee, and at first they thought they saw a ghost walking on the water. But then they heard it was Jesus. Then they saw one of their own disciples get out of the boat and actually start to walk on the water toward Jesus. And they began to sink. And they saw Jesus grab a hold of him, pull him up, and say, "Oh, you little faith, why did you doubt?" Then when Peter and Jesus got back into the boat, we are told, then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The disciples had seen Jesus perform miracles before. In fact, he had just performed an amazing miracle, fed some 5,000 men, not counting women and children, with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. But this miracle was different. This miracle was individually personalized to them, and it saved them. Much like the miracle on the Sea of Galilee when they were sinking in that storm, and Jesus with 2 words said, "Peace be still." At that time, we're told, in fear and amazement, awe, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." You just heard in our first sermon that it's only through hearing that old song of our fathers that we can come to know Jesus. This new song of salvation through Jesus is as old as it can be. It was given to our first parents, Adam and Eve. But it's not just the faith of our fathers. We need to hear that song, believe in that song, and sing that song too. In They can only come when the Holy Spirit works saving faith in your hearts and mine. Then the gospel becomes a personal gift to us. It's an experience that we have every single day of our lives. We heard that Luther was singing the old song, the song of sin and death. What was he searching for? Peace. He knew his sins. He knew his sins condemned him. He was searching for a God of peace and mercy that could give him that comfort. Didn't find it in the church. Didn't find it in his own heart. He only found it in the Word of God. He found it in the Word of the forefathers of Christianity. Now, he knew it was about the forefathers, but until that faith was made alive in his heart through the power of the Spirit, he did not know Jesus. He could not sing that new song of salvation and faith. And once he heard and learned that new song, he wanted his lifelong mission was to sing that new song of salvation to everyone in Germany and beyond. Even though people at that time, and many people today, look upon the Reformation as a political or social movement, bringing freedom and prosperity to the poor and the downtrodden, the real purpose of the Reformation was a matter of the individual heart being brought to repent of one's sins and then to see God's grace in Christ Jesus, to be able to sing that new song of salvation and deliverance from certain death. This new song, the good news of Jesus, life, death, and resurrection, once it enters the heart, it is not a momentary experience or change. It's a continuing experience in our daily lives. Much like the disciples on that boat, every day we too will stand there in awe with our mouths open when we day by day hear Jesus say, "I still love you, even though you failed today." We hear Jesus say to us, "I still forgive you, even though you knew what you were doing was wrong, and you still did it." How amazing to hear our Savior say to us, "I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world." How awesome our Good Shepherd is when he says to us, "Weak and stumbling sheep, I lay down my life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." Jesus did not rebuke Peter for his attempt, but for his failure. "Oh, you little faith, why do you doubt?" He was not blamed for getting out of the boat, but for not remaining in the ship of faith. His fault lay not in undertaking too much for the Lord, but in relying too little upon the Lord's strength and upon his word. Jesus said to us that if we have faith as small as a little grain of mustard seed, we can move mountains. How many mountains have you moved? I thought so. I've not moved none either. Our faith is weak. Our faith is small, but our Savior is great. Our Savior is strong. He's the one who grabbed a hold of Peter and pulled him up. He would not let Peter go. His holding onto our hands is what saves us, not our holding on to his. That's saving faith. Jesus is the one who came to live that perfect life of obedient love, to die upon the cross, to pay for all of our sins, to rise again from the dead and assure us of resurrection to everlasting life. The Holy Spirit that has created faith in our hearts to be brothers and sisters with Christ, our Lord and Savior. We have seen and heard all of this that we too can worship and say with awe, "Truly, Jesus, you are the Son of God." And it all leads back to hearing and reading God's word. The disciples were not afraid when Jesus spoke to them. Peter was courageous when he heard his Savior say to him, "Come." We also have the same courageous confidence when we continually spend time in the Word of God and hear our Savior speak these comforting words of peace and love and forgiveness to all of us. Jesus has done the impossible. He saved you and me, dead sinners, from sin, death, Satan, and hell. And every day, He does the impossible in and through us as we walk in faith in His Word. The power and the grace that those disciples saw in that boat in the Sea of Galilee, and they saw later on the cross, and in the empty tomb, filled their lives with a new song that they sang the rest of their lives, even leading them to willingly sacrifice themselves for the spread of the gospel. Martin Luther spent the rest of his life literally singing that new song of praise, a message that he gave also to others. May the new song of this good news of our Savior slain and risen again be a song that we sing this afternoon and not be afraid to sing it to our friends, our neighbors, our fellow workers, classmates, those whom we know, until we can't sing anymore. And then on Judgment Day, our Savior will come and say to us, "Come, blessed my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you in the foundation of the world," and we will sing praises to Jesus for our deliverance throughout eternity. How awesome is that? Amen.